on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Richard Trujillo and Mike Tolbert join us from Restoration Church here in Albuquerque. Guys, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You for having us.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in here. Restoration falls between Candelarium and all southbound Pan American. Look, do it on Google Map it or however you find places, and you will be there. Actually, Richard, off the air, one of the first questions I had, man, how's that construction? But it sounds like it really hasn't been an issue.
No, not at all. Not at all. Everybody, south, west, east, north, coming to the church, super easy to get there.
Yeah, just, and is southbound Pan American the only way, or is there kind of a back way to get there from the city streets?
Yeah, you can get there from 4th Street, 2nd Street, kind of west on that side of him. Absolutely.
All right. Now, Richard, now, I've known Richard a little while.
Yep.
but Richard, the KLYT listener doesn't necessarily know who you are, maybe, or Restoration Church. And for those unfamiliar, kind of go back. Let's go back to the beginning of your walk with Christ.
Yeah.
And how it brought you to where you are now.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, I pretty much grew up at Calvary, still home away from home. Love Skip, love church here, and everything that God is doing here. And so basically, we started off going to Catholic church as a family. My aunt introduced us to Calvary. We went to the Billy Graham Crusade as a family. That was the first time we as a family gave our lives to Christ at the Pit. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I do. Actually, I think it was the first time that Franklin and Billy together, and it was a festival. Usually it's Billy Graham Crusade.
Yeah.
And this was, I greatly remember that. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of folks from Calvary that were involved with that. As a matter of fact, as we record this, Pastor Skip is overseas with Franklin.
Yeah.
Doing work in Europe. So that work continues, but it is a blessing to hear the fruit of that ministry is sitting right in front of me.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, God has used Billy Graham and Franklin Graham in huge ways. And so we gave our lives to Christ that day. And then we started coming to Calvary and we just never stopped. We were serving in the church as I was growing up. About seventh grade, I felt like I didn't make my own personal decision to follow Christ. I felt like it was my family's decision.
Yeah.
So it was a Wednesday night. Skip was teaching. I was supposed to be serving in children's ministry. My mom was in charge of the children's ministry that night. And I said, hey, can I go to church? I need to go to church. And she's like, yeah, go ahead and go to church. Go to service. So I went. Long story short, he preached the message. And I just felt God saying, you need to give your life to me for yourself. So I dedicated my life to him that night. I went up. And ever since, haven't stopped following him. And so we continued through Calvary. I went through the shepherding school here at Calvary. A lot of great people. One of the best ones for sure. They were all great here. Chip Lusco was an amazing, amazing mentor. So Dave Rao, you know, Neil Ortiz, Brian Nixon, all the amazing guys.
I know all those guys.
Oh yeah. They all poured into us and that was amazing. And so just, you know, being an assistant youth pastor here and then pastoring alongside, Jesse Lusco together, and then
who's continuing in ministry in Portland?
Absolutely.
Or in the Portland area.
Portland area. Yeah, he hasn't stopped. God's been using him, and it's just so crazy to see what God has done in my time here at Calvary, because even Levi Lusco was my youth pastor.
Which, by the way,
high school.
Levi will be the guest speaker at Calvary Church this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
Heads up. Sorry, interrupting.
No, yeah.
You brought it up.
Hey, no, that's shout out to Levi, man. God is just using him so greatly. But it's just amazing all those little things that God has done. And then I didn't expect to ever be starting a church here in Albuquerque at all. But haven't looked back, kept following Jesus this whole time.
Yeah. And Restoration is where you've landed. But yeah, you found yourself in a lot of ministry after making a decision for Christ. You know, you are in the ministry. It's a full-time thing for you.
Yes.
Speak to the person who's listening who maybe has a similar story, maybe came from Catholicism or something else.
Yeah.
Then found the Lord at whatever event they may have been at, or book they were reading, or the Bible, you know, just reading the Bible. Heaven forbid, right?
Oh yeah.
Speak to that person who maybe didn't, you know, maybe had goals of being in full-time ministry and aren't. And I, where I'm going with this is one of two things.
Yeah.
You know, several things could still happen. You know, they're in a, you know, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, sitting at a desk. What do you tell that person?
I'll tell them the same thing Kevin Miller told me when I told him that I felt called to be a pastor.
Yeah.
And this was when I was just serving in middle school ministry. And he said, be faithful. Be faithful. And then I'll tell you the next thing that God told me when I was being faithful following that, while working a 9-to-5 job, while going to school full time, while serving at church full time,
yeah,
trying to be a pastor as well. God said, don't worry about men's approval. Just worry about being faithful to me. You know, the phrase that everybody says, and it's still a great phrase, but God qualifies those he calls, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't call on the qualified. But God put it on my heart. He said, you know, I don't call on those who feel like they are ready, but who make themselves readily available to me.
Yeah.
And that was just a part of being faithful. And so somebody who's working that 9-to-5 job, who feels like, man, I can't get out of this. Sometimes it's a step of faith, but really it's be faithful to what God has called you.
And isn't part of being faithful when they're there?
Absolutely.
The ministry they find in the break room, mm-hmm. You know, or in, you know, any opportunity,
yes.
Even at work. I mean,
absolutely.
You're in the midst of a place to do ministry.
Absolutely. Well, and it's funny that you bring that up, because every full-time job that I worked while pursuing to be a pastor,
yeah.
God was giving me those opportunities to minister. When I was a leasing agent for apartments, people are mm-hmm. coming into my office and I'm praying with them and ministering to
yeah.
them, you know, working at the movie theater, working construction, whatever it was, I was ministering to people constantly. And God was revealing that this calling was on my life.
Yeah, you know, and I have, I mean, I'm not going to give my whole testimony, but, you know, mine, you know, similar, made a decision for Christ, got into ministry yeah. As far back as the 80s, and in radio for decades. And then in 2013, while I was operations over the radio stations here, there was the need, it was still in ministry, but to move from in studio to do development and sales mm-hmm. out in the general community, where I was going to business networking events. And,
yeah.
and I was rubbing elbows with the redeemed and unredeemed alike. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't try to figure out exactly who was who, mm-hmm. but what I found was here you are in, you know, more of a typical work environment that most people experience outside of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to love on the people that God put in front of me and not to apologize for who I was,
no.
But to share the truth
yes.
in love when given the opportunity. And I think well, your story is a good encouragement for those that find themselves there. You know, listen, they may not ever end up in ministry, but they are in ministry right
Absolutely.
Where they are.
Absolutely. And for so long, I wasn't ordained as a pastor. You know, in pursuing being a pastor, you know, God's saying, you're called to this, and there are promises, you're going to get ordained. And it just wasn't happening. But God was like, continue to do what I've called you to do, wherever that's at, if that's at church or if that's at your job, and that'll happen. And so eventually I stopped worrying about being ordained. And then eventually it did happen. But when it happened, I was like, I've already been doing this.
Yeah.
Like I've continued to stay faithful, and God just continued to let that flourish. And it was amazing.
Yeah, listen, if you just tuned in, I already mentioned we're visiting with Richard Trujillo, primarily so far with Richard, but we're going to bring Mike Tolbert into the conversation as well. Richard's the senior pastor at Restoration Church between Candelaria and Manal, if you're headed southbound on Pan American. But just do a Google search for Restoration Church and the website.
Yeah, restorationchurchnm.org.
Okay, and you're the senior pastor there. Mike's in leadership there and a pastoral intern. You guys have some great things going on there. And actually, before we go to the break, service times for those, and I'm sure it's on the web,
yeah,
at restorationchurchnm.com.
.org.
.org.
Yes, sir, .org. Yeah, don't go .com. You won't find it there. But it's every Sunday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sundays at 10 a.m. At Restoration Church. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Richard and Mike after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Continuing our conversation with Richard Trujillo, the senior pastor of Restoration Church, restorationchurchnm.org, restorationchurchnm.org. He brought along with him Mike Tolbert. He's in leadership at the church and a pastoral intern. So, guys, welcome back into the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, in our first segment, Richard, you know, we talked about your testimony and the beginnings of Restoration Church, which, by the way, we mentioned 10 o'clock on Sundays.
That's right.
Is the service time. What are you going through right now?
So right now we're going through a verse-by-verse study through Acts. So we just finished Acts chapter 8. This Sunday will be in Acts chapter 9.
All right. And coming up soon, and it's on the website, by the way. I appreciate, you know, I can't tell you, Richard, how many church websites I've been to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let's see what this church, because we actually poll information to make announcements. You know, this radio station might be on the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque, but our intent is to be a megaphone for the body of Christ in New Mexico.
Awesome.
And you know how hard it is sometimes to get information, and you go to restorationnm.com or .org, and you know there's the information on upcoming events, including a men's conference that's just around the corner.
That's right.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts there? And actually, let me start with Mike. Are you all tied up in this men's conference?
Almost definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely. This is our first ever men's conference.
Yeah,
right. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be major. Right. We have a lot of guest speakers coming in. It's gonna be some good worship in there. I mean, the goal is just to be able to continue to build God's army.
How important is that? That the men here in Albuquerque grow in their walk with Christ?
Oh, it's extremely, extremely important. I mean, what we can't stress it enough, especially, you know, the goal is to, like I said, build that army and help these men become leaders, not just in the household, but just among the rest of their peers around the world.
Yeah. You know? I love that. I thought I was going to say the community and the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world. Everyone needs it.
I love the vision. I love the vision. Now, is there a theme to this year's conference?
There is. It's called Build and Battle. And so you read the book from Nehemiah and how Nehemiah is rebuilding the wall,
yeah,
right? And he tells his people to grab a sword while they're building. So they have a hammer, if you think in your mind, hammer in one hand, sword in the other, while the opposition is coming. While we're building the church, we got to keep battling.
Yeah.
And that can't stop. And so we as men are at the forefront out of that.
Yeah.
We got to build while we're battling.
Now, I know the answer to this, guys, but I want to hear your vision and what you're working to build and battle here in our community. What what's the fight? You know, what are we on the wall? Now we're building, but what are we watching for as far as the fight?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can speak to it too, but yeah, you know, we know where we live.
Yeah.
We live in New Mexico. We live in a very liberal state, a very crazy state. And we're at the forefront. I believe we're at the front lines of a very supernatural battle against the forces of darkness. We're talking about abortion. We're talking about a lot of things here. And I'm not afraid to talk about these things, by the way.
We talk about it on this show.
Good.
All the time.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we need to.
Well, and I'll tell you this, you know, it gets a little political in this studio sometimes. Yeah. That, you know, I think more than anything, that's encouraging the Christian to be, make themselves available in the public square to speak to these issues that are important to us.
Yeah.
But one of the things I always do is bring it back to, listen, we can talk about all these things you brought up, you know, the drug issues, the crime, prostitution, homelessness, any of it. Mm-hmm. And really, the answer is Jesus.
That's right.
The answer is Jesus, starting in the home.
Absolutely.
Which I think brings it back to this men's conference. You know, it only takes a generation. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, the ship is big and it's not easy to turn quickly. God, I don't want to put God in a box.
No. Yeah.
He can do great things. That's quickly. Right. But it takes, you know, in a generation, we could see great change.
Yes.
And I interrupted you, but
no,
I got on, you okay. Let me get up on the box and start talking.
And that's how it should be. Like what you just did is what we want to encourage men to do, to not be afraid to stand up, speak up, and be passionate about it.
Yeah.
There's too many men out here that are silent, and they're standing on the same truth of issues that we're standing on biblically. They're just not saying anything. Yeah.
Now, all of us, Mike, you, Richard, you, me, we all find ourselves in conversations, either with people, you know, at church or, you know, if I know you guys, and Richard, I know you a little better, and Mike, I'm assuming with you, I think I got it nailed down. You find yourself in conversations with the unchurched, mm-hmm. you know. How important is it, Mike, that we, as we have these conversations, that we represent the body of Christ, represent Jesus well in having the conversations when it comes to what we're going to say and how we're going to say it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important, right? Especially what you say and how you say it, right? In fact, I was having a conversation with one of my good buddies the other day, and he asked me the question of, how would you approach someone that claims to be Christian, right, but they get the crucifixion kind of, you know, confused, what they're a little confused about the crucifixion, uh-huh. right? So what they get it wrong, maybe they don't believe that Jesus is God, mm-hmm. right, or something like that, right?
It's pretty and important.
Then, yeah, for sure. And then would you take a different approach to somebody that is a non-believer and would say the exact same thing?
Right.
Right. And so my answer to that was, would you take the same approach, right? Understanding that, hey, you're going to have to hold this guy accountable, because that's definitely something that's important. It's something that he's supposed to know if he's going to be Christian, right? And then you would take that same approach of, for that non-believer, and it's not an aggressive manner, right? Because if you go to the believer that is in confusion, and would you go to him with an aggressive manner, it's, okay, well, if that's what an actual Christian looks like, maybe that's not something that I want to be a part of.
Well, I hope this is applicable, but a soft answer turns away wrath.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know, right. And as much as it is possible for you, be at peace with all people.
That's right.
Yeah.
However, do not deviate from the truth and stand firm in the truth and share it in love.
That's right.
And I'm going to assume that's what's happening at this men's conference. Now, you mentioned speakers. Can you tell us anything about the folks that are coming to share with the guys?
Yeah. So we have, for this one, for our first conference, we only have two speakers.
Okay.
But we do have a guest speaker. He's my mentor.
Uh-huh.
He's my spiritual father. His name's Reverend Alvin Spears.
Yeah.
He's been doing amazing things here in Albuquerque for for years.
Yeah.
He was spearheading a thing called Cry Aloud, Spare Not, and just going out there and fighting against abortion, against just orphans and a lot of these things like that, and holding kind of revivals and worship nights with yeah. churches, just to unite churches all around the city. That's how I met him. And
right, to unite brick and mortars that are the church.
That's right. That's yeah. right. And it was so cool to meet him because we had that same vision in mind of, like you said, this should be a soapbox for churches
right.
everywhere. And we have to be doing things like this together because this is how we're going to be effective against the forces of darkness. Yeah. But he's going to be one of our main speakers, and I'm going to be teaching as well. And we're going to have extended worship. And so it's going to be a good time.
Now, remind me the theme of this year.
Build and battle.
Build and battle. And if guys want to sign up for this men's conference, I'm assuming there's a place to do it.
That's right.
At restorationchurchnm.org.
That's right.
What's the date of the event?
Yeah, it's going to be October 11th. So not this Saturday, but the Saturday after that, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can get your tickets on our website. You click on that, and it'll take you right there to Brushfire, and you'll have your ticket. You gotta have your ticket in order yeah. to get in. And yeah.
Hey, we live in the land of manana, right?
Yep, yep.
And the guys show up the day of.
Yes.
They can get in?
They can. Yeah, assuming that we're not over capacity.
Right. Limited seating available.
Yeah, but there should be an opportunity. Our church is cool because in our sanctuary we have garage doors, so we're going to be opening up those garage doors. Yeah. So even if we do have overflow, there's going to be room.
Yeah,
there's going to be plenty. Of room.
Some of the best startups ever started in garages.
Yeah,
you ever heard of Turning Point USA or Microsoft?
Oh,
or,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
They started in garages and see great things come of it. So
completely.
Yeah, guys. Before I close this up here, any more thoughts before we finish this up?
Yeah, I think one of the things that came to my mind, and it's just everything that's happening around our country, really around the world, with Charlie Kirk passing away. I think one of the things he said was so important and so vital for men right now, that when we stop communicating, that's when violence starts. And I think that Jesus was one of the best examples we could have ever have gotten to continue conversations, no matter what. Whether it was with Pilate or the Pharisees and Sadducees, constantly. And I think we need to look to those examples of being those men who continually speak out
yeah.
in the truth. And that's what we really want to try to tell the men of this city. Wherever church they go to, it doesn't matter if they don't go to church, in their families. Like you said, it starts in the home. We want them to be encouraged that God wants them to step into this leadership role like Charlie did, like these men who came before us did, and not be afraid and don't be unashamed, and to do what God has called them to do. That's really our heart.
Well, I love it, and I'm glad you brought up Charlie, because you know we were talking about being an ambassador for Christ,
yes.
and a lot of people see him as a political activist. And you know, the more I watched Charlie, the more I realized, no, he's an evangelist that
yes.
Shows up in the public square.
Yes,
he didn't go anywhere that I could see on these videos at college campuses where he didn't share the truth from God's word and share the gospel.
That's right.
And clearly, he got his example from Christ. He was an ambassador of Christ, looking how Christ engaged with the culture.
Yes.
So thank you, Rich Trujillo, senior pastor at Restoration Church.
Thank you.
Mike Tolbert, in leadership and a pastoral intern there. Appreciate both of you guys.
Thank you so much.
And if I could throw out just one
Mike.
More thing. So you can also get your ticket off of our Instagram page
okay.
as well. I know social media is a big thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it's just RestorationNM. So go on Instagram. There's a link in there. We're also going to be streaming it live. So that one's a little bit cheaper because you missed some of the experience, but it'll only be $5. That way they can tune in live from YouTube as well.
There you go. That's the bleacher seats.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. Nosebleeds. Nosebleeds.
So Mike has a lot of people in Texas, so they're going to be getting their tickets
nice.
In Texas.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Restoration NM on Instagram, and the website is restorationnm.org.
Restoration Church.
I'm sorry. Thanks. I keep blowing it.
That's okay.
Restoration Church, NM.org, but Restoration NM. on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
NM or is it NM Church?
No, it's Restoration NM.
Okay. Okay. We got it. All right. Well, Richard, Mike, God bless you guys. I can't tell you how good it does my heart to see this next generation with guys like you on fire for Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Men's Conference, October 11th, RestorationChurchNM.org, and on Instagram, it's RestorationNM. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.